Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Shakespeare at Delaware Park is back on Thursday. Is that right?
That is correct.
But it's an interesting time of year to be doing it, especially after that corporate challenge on a rainy day last week. Really put a little bit of a wrinkle in what you guys going on. Is that right?
Well, luckily they're not really near where we are. but it has just been a wet spring. It's been one of the wettest springs that we could remember. It even put a little bit of a delay time of us getting our stage up, because we did have to be really careful about the grounds in Olmsted Park, but we're used to it, so we were careful. So our part of the park is in great condition right now.
All right, so let's look ahead to what's happening on Thursday. What can people expect with Shakespeare at the Park? When does it start?
Well, it's our 44th season of Free Shakespeare right here in Western New York, and we open up this season with The Tempest. And that opens on June 20th. We do have a new start time this year. We're starting at 7:15, our shows, instead of 7:30. Our opening night, we have a big reception prior to the show if people wanted to get tickets and come have some food and drink and have reserved seating before the show. But other than that, it's absolutely free for people to come see us. We run Tuesdays through Sundays, and it's really a unique experience here in Western New York to be able to pack a picnic, sit out in a beautiful Olmsted Park under the stars, and see a professional production happening in front of you.
You know, Lisa, I'm going to be totally honest with
You've
you.
You've never
right
been,
now.
Have you?
I've actually been.
Oh,
I've been to the setups before.
Okay.
Are we counting that?
Anyway, yes, okay.
I'm not much of a Shakespeare guy, and I haven't followed The Tempest before, but I do know one thing about The Tempest. Rain is kind of a theme of it. Is that right?
Well, there's a storm and a shipwreck, but we're not doing a realistic theater. We don't want it to be raining, really. We're actors, and we want to pretend that it's raining. But it does start out, the beginning of it does start with a storm and a shipwreck. But, you know, even going back to joking about you and Shakespeare, a lot of people are afraid of Shakespeare. They're intimidated. They tried to read it in high school. And the thing about Shakespeare is, it's meant to be seen and heard, and to sit there and listen to the words and watch the action is a totally different experience. And it's not that daunting high school experience. Read this and understand. It's our job as the performers and directors to help you go on that journey and understand what you're seeing and hearing.
You mean we're not going to be graded after we watch the performance?
Well, we might. You never know. We might give you a pop quiz at the end of the show.
So family friendly, right? That's
absolutely
always a big thing.
Yep. And, you know, again, with it being our 44th season, we have people who came as children and are now bringing their children or their grandchildren, because it really is a summer tradition. People know summer is here once the Shakespeare stage starts going up and performances start happening. So it's really a thrill.
You touched on it a little bit earlier about the stage being set up this year and having to battle a bit of the elements. What can people expect to see the stage to look like if they've never been to Shakespeare in the Park before? What does the stage look like?
Right. A lot of people don't realize we put it up and take it down every year. It's not there all year long. And about 3 years ago, we had a capital campaign for a new stage. So right now, it's almost like Lincoln Logs. We can kind of make it look different every year. And this summer, it's actually the look of the Globe Theater that is in England. And so it will be kind of that look if you've ever seen pictures of the Globe. But then we transport you to a time and an island where the shipwreck happens. And it's really cool to see the differences in the sets every year.
The Tempest is getting quite a bit of run. Are you doing another Shakespeare
yes,
play?
Yes, The
as
Tempest
well?
Is June 20th through July 14th. Then we take a week off and come back with the comedy Love's Labor's Lost. And that runs from July 25th through August 18th.
Free admission.
Free admission. We do, like in Shakespeare's time, we pass the hat at intermission. And, you know, people are so generous and kind in putting money in as we pass the hat. But that is a voluntary thing. And luckily, people love us a lot. And they're wonderful with us. We have a new thing, actually, this year, too. Although free, we have reserved seating. And it's called 25 for 25. And there are special chairs that can have your name on it that we will place on the hill for you. And you can just show up with your picnic and sit in your reserved chairs. And if people want to find out more information about that, they can go to shakespeareanddelawarepark.org or call us at the office at 856-4533.
Okay, let's say it's somebody's first time going to Shakespeare in the Park. What should they bring with them?
Well, I always say you want to bring a chair or a blanket, unless you call and reserve a chair. I always say bring a picnic with your favorite foods, maybe a bottle of your favorite beverage. Depending what time of year, I would bring like a light jacket just in case. It can be warm during the day and get cool at night. And that's about it.
Where specifically in Delaware Park is it?
Oh, sorry. We are located right behind the Rose Garden, right on Hoyt Lake. If you know where the Terrace Restaurant is, we're right there. Or across from Albright Knox. That's generally a good point where I tell people to go to.
Albright Knox, Marcy Casino,
yes.
Right there. That
we're
spot,
right there,
that
right at Hoyt Lake. It's a beautiful view in a beautiful Olmsted Park.
All right. So The Tempest is going to be that first set. I forget the name of the second one.
Love's Labor's Lost.
Say
it 10 times today.
I'll work on it. Anything else you want to get out there, Lisa?
That's it. I just hope people come out and join us for the 44th season of Free Shakespeare.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.